It's a huge truck.
Today on Storage Wars,
yes,
we decide to pit the Suburban High Country against every SUV we've ever driven.
Pretty much.
To see if the storage space and cubbies and nooks and crannies and all the place to put your fast food and oversized sodas can compete against anything else we've ever driven.
You also might be able to just park this next to one of those unclaimed storage units and just see which one goes better.
Well, Chevy dropped off the High Country.
Yes.
This is the top level trim for the Suburban. It doesn't go any higher than this.
Yeah, well, you're in High Cotton in the High Country.
I guess it has
all kinds of digital stuff that shows you scenes of the forest you'll never visit
when
you first close the door.
Well, it's startup.
It does.
It shows you all kinds of gorgeous scenery that you're never going to
see. Probably never going to see
it on freeway.
Yep, we're going to drive it on the freeway, which is where it's wonderful.
It is really
great. This is the ultimate family hauler, and it also feels to me like the four-wheel execution of America. Can I go there now? All the way.
All right.
All the way to something that I can't believe exists until I used it and was like, that's genius. It has what I have named, I don't know what it's really called, the fast food trough. You hit a button up here, and
the entire console
slides, and it leaves you with a trough that is plastic lined, that is the perfect size for I grabbed my monster bag from Starbucks, McDonald's, you name it, there and put it here. Not my drinks. My drinks go in the cup holders, but I have my perfect space. Honestly, I used it once and was like, yes.
But this serves the back seats. Have you noticed? You put the drinks in, and then you hit the slide.
And it slides the drinks back to those folks you put the food here.
This is modern dumbwaiter.
It is so American road trip. I didn't know I needed it.
It's actually
brilliant.
It's brilliant. Yes. Mm-hmm. This entire truck is brilliant. 420 horsepower V8. If you compare it to my Expedition from 12 years ago, that made 310. 310 horsepower, 360 foot-pounds of torque. This is a 6.2-liter V8 making 420 horsepower and 460. So 100 plus.
Yep.
100 more than the V8s of yesteryear, 12 years ago.
Yeah. Yesteryear is 12 years ago. Yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah.
But this thing is effortless.
Uh-huh.
The power is brilliant. To make a truck this large drive only in size bigger than everything else on the road. It doesn't
feel bigger
in any way. And it's wonderful. I want to just get in any seat. I don't care where. Yep. I want to be in this thing.
We're going somewhere. Let's get in the High Country. We'll just take the Suburban. It'll be awesome.
This is designed for long-term ownership. $86,250, which is not... not inexpensive.
That's expensive. I mean, the Suburban starts at 56, so we are 30 grand more expensive than the base Suburban.
That's a lot.
$30,000. Now, I look at that a couple of ways.
But
on one level, $86,000. I am in High Country. It's got the animation.
Yes.
On one level, $86,000 feels like, to my instincts, a lot for a Suburban. But then I start to think about the other things we've driven. You're right. I didn't take that into account. Seat seven people, like properly seat seven people, can tow, are nice to be in, I would road trip in. I start to think about any of the competitors, and $86,000 starts to feel like that is a legitimate cost for what they're offering. I'm not denying that that's not a lot of money, because I cannot believe we're at almost 90 grand here. That is a lot of money. But to your point, if you're buying this as the family hauler you're going to use for the next decade...
Yes.
That starts to feel a little bit more like, you know what, let's load it up, let's get all the stuff, we're going to love it. Wireless Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, there's built-in Google in here. This has got a lot of tech. It has the dumbwaiter fast food trough, which I am just in love with, I have to say.
It's phenomenal.
Panoramic roof, tons of cameras. This is designed to make family hauling, road tripping, hauling the boat or the camper or whatever, as effortless as possible, and it does a fantastic job. And I don't think, for all of the stuff that GM has done that is kind of like, that doesn't feel like a great contribution, GM does this better than anybody.
I couldn't agree more. This feels like it's done by experts.
Yes.
That know the market, they know Suburbans, they know how they should drive and run and all the amenities and features. This is expert level road tripping, family hauling. Mm-hmm. If you have a young family, you should get one of these and then keep it for 12 years and then take the other photo with your family when the kids go to high school.
Maybe,
you can keep this that long. And now I feel like the amount of tech on here is past the dead zone. It's past the tech that is, you know, you keep for 1 or 2 years is forgettable because you get the wireless Apple CarPlay, wireless Android Auto.
Sure.
You can plug in if you want, but it's connected with Google Assistant on here.
Yep.
It feels normal and modern but long-lasting.
Sure. It doesn't feel like the stuff from the early 2000s where we're trying to figure tech out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The High Country gives you the magnetic ride and the air ride suspension. It's fantastic. It also rides on 22-inch wheels. When was the last time anybody ever said dubs? I haven't heard that for like a decade. Nobody says I got dubs. You just you got 20s or 22s.
You remember Remblems?
Oh,
the little logo you could get, the Remblems. Chrome logo that told you how big your wheels were. Remblem. Well, let's bring back Remblems. Come
but
on.
With 22s, you think it should ride terribly?
You would think.
This rides better than most cars I've ever been in.
It rides excellent.
It's phenomenal.
It's high-end luxury sedan
it
quality
really
of ride.
It really is.
Except for the fact that you're really high. You're like floating
you're
above
high.
The road.
Yeah. Yeah. But that just makes you want to drive over stuff to test it out and be like, I barely felt that.
Mm-hmm.
This is designed for road trips, and it's comfortable. Now, having that air ride makes the towing capacity for this drop to 7,900 pounds because it's a 4x4.
Yep.
But still, with independent rear suspension, you've got the air ride, the magnetic ride, and you can still tow that much?
Yeah.
This is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And you're right, that price starts to kind of make sense for what you're getting.
It's simultaneously, isn't that really expensive? And, oh, now I see. It's both.
Yeah.
Because I also thought about it this way. We love the big seven-seater from Mercedes.
True. Yes.
Okay? And it is definitely nicer than this, but it's also twice as expensive.
Can't believe that. Yes.
So once you start to think about it in those terms, you start to go, you know, there is a lot of value here, even though this isn't, doesn't feel, I don't touch it and go like, oh yeah, $90,000. But all the stuff
right.
that it does and all the ways that it's designed, I start to go, okay, usability starts to feel worth it.
Really feels worth it. Yeah, you're sitting up high.
Very. In fact, this is so high, you'll see when we get out
great.
In a second, you'll see that we're big guys.
Oh,
the
yeah.
edge of the hood goes to my sternum.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say it this way because I know it's going to be dark, but kids walking in front of this car, you will not see them. Now, thankfully, there's tons of cameras.
But you have cameras.
You have lots of cameras.
Yeah.
But trying to navigate the corners of this truck are genuinely hard because it's just this brick. And up to my sternum is high. Now, that's the same
huge,
as big
yeah.
pickups from Chevy and Ford. But it is amazing to think that the trucks have gotten that big.
I'm amazed to feel how this just navigates everything normally. It doesn't feel big and lumbering.
Mm.
That's because of the power.
Yeah.
The braking power, great engine power, great amount of torque.
10-speed auto in
moves.
Here that's really good.
Yeah, it's excellent. It just it moves like it shouldn't. It moves like it doesn't deserve to. And it's just normal. I feel like...
it's crazy to say.
I just want to have this just to own. I don't need this.
Yeah.
Plus, I already have an Expedition that I don't really need.
True.
But I just... I like this. I just want to be here.
You kind of want to just fill it with people and just go somewhere to say you did.
Yes.
It's crazy.
And just use all the stuff.
Adults in the third row. I mean, not trees like us, but normal size adults in the third row with space behind it. This is why you buy the Suburban, because it is probably, I mean, the Expedition and the Navigator do the same kind of thing, but it's almost the only thing in the market where 7 or 8 people and then stuff as well.
Now, on the interior, there's more buttons up here than ever before, because now you can actually use the buttons up here to control the third row folding. Let me demonstrate. You can fold it, the headrest collapse, and it just, oh, you need to throw your stuff in? Oh, I don't have to get out and do it on the side of the truck?
Fair.
I can just sit here and be lazy and eat more fast food and then...
It's in the trough.
Do the thing. Same thing. That's right. That trough, by the way, is secure storage because this doesn't make it slide if the engine is off, so it's actually secure
There's
storage.
There's an extra shelf that folds out only when the trough is fully extended. I can't believe the sentences I'm saying in the middle of this review, but you pull back the fast food trough and then there is a
Let's move the
whole
trough.
Shelf that comes out underneath here that is more storage.
Yes.
And when you put something in here, like your phone, and you close it, there is no way to get in that center console without starting the ignition. I get it.
Pretty
I get
cool.
it. Would have never thought of this, and now that I've seen it, I'm like, why doesn't everyone do it?
All right, it's a Mocha interior. What's interesting to me about this color is that not only do I like it, I think it's working, because it feels luxurious, it feels a little bit higher end, but the instrument panel isn't black.
True.
Because of reflection. It's
yeah.
It's got this sort of uniform feel, and it actually feels kind of nice, kind of luxurious.
I actually think that hides the fact that these are not $90,000 materials. The fact that they're it got lighter kind of makes it seem more luxurious, because if this were the Mercedes or something you think is $90,000, you'd be like, oh, these feel really nice. Now, only automotive journalists do this, by the way.
You have to squish everything.
So these materials do not feel up to the price, but the color hides that.
Yeah, it does.
Very well.
Still the bowling ball shifter. Nothing's changed. I feel like I get it. We've talked about this ad nauseum. It frees up the center console, but I still don't love it. But now I'm used to it, so it just it felt normal. I got in. I just thought, all right,
oh, we're
no
here
problem.
Again. Yeah,
fine. But otherwise, the interior space around you. But I mean, oh, there's another cubby. I just
yes,
noticed
on both sides. Yeah.
There's something else down here.
They're everywhere.
Well,
they're
that's
everywhere.
Exciting.
You could put most of your house knickknacks in here and still have space.
That goes.
It's ridiculous. Yes.
But the seating position is excellent. I just want to hang out here.
Mm-hmm.
It's brilliant to drive. Still also has the pocket of stupidity that we have named.
Yes.
It still exists.
Mm-hmm. It's still stupid.
Yeah.
My son was actually spent some time trying to figure out what goes in there, and you know what he concluded? Nothing.
Really? He couldn't figure anything out?
Nothing
a
like...
A 12-year-old couldn't figure something
it's
out?
It's not built for anything specific. You can put sunglasses in there and they stick out, and you go, oh, get my sunglasses. There's things you could fill it with.
Dump a bunch of Legos in there.
But I'm going to say again, what should have happened here is... do something else with the shifter, just not there. Maybe right here.
Sure.
Vent, HVAC, here.
Why didn't they call you?
They clearly didn't.
You didn't get a call?
I didn't get a call. I will not get a call after this either. But the problem was that they created this bowling ball shifter here, and then they went, huh. Well, we'll just do a pocket. And the pocket, it's useless. It is a useless pocket. And I say that after, please hear us again, every other pocket here is kind of amazing, and they really thought about storage, and they did great stuff. So to fail with the one pocket you always see is really too bad, because there's so much great storage in here.
They have extra pockets you don't even need won't use.
It's a pocket of stupidity.
That's how much storage there is.
Yeah.
The doors are also triple level, because you can put stuff in the door pull here. There's storage everywhere. It's brilliant.
It's really
good. A place to lay your phone. You could fill these with fry sauce back here and drinks.
But again, it's the dumb waiter to serve stuff back there. And you do have the Qi charger down here, so you can actually charge your phone down here. I mean, this is...
giant screens in the back.
Which I'm going to continue to say that is not worth $2,000. The iPads for your
kids. But when you're stuffing your face full of fast food, and this slides back to serve you, you've got to have your entertainment. You've got to have the internet.
I guess. Of course you can do a hotspot here. Of course you can. This does all of the things that a modern... hey, wouldn't it be cool if the car had? This does all of that. Now, I know, as you said, in 5 years there'll be a bunch of new stuff that don't you wish the car had, but this won't feel that far behind.
The only thing this is missing is a toilet. That's it.
That's the thing that keeps it from being an RV.
That's
just
it.
The toilet. Yep.
It has everything you could ever need. It has a huge gas tank.
Yes.
You can drive forever.
Yes.
It just needs a bathroom.
Yeah.
The end.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, I want to ride
drive.
Over there.
Yeah, you need to ride.
Just look.
Yeah. It's huge.
What? That's huge.
It is tall.
Yeah. Oh, wrong seat. Oh, oops. Okay, sorry.
I have to use the intercom to call you.
Okay, I have another number I have to bring up here.
Hey, look, your cameras. Yeah.
Lots of cameras. Actually, you know, I'm not a guy that likes cameras, because I'm always a guy that looks over my shoulder to back up and all this kind of thing.
But this one should.
So massive, and the corners are so high, that I found these to be a godsend.
They're fantastic.
It's actually the first time where I've actually wanted cameras in a car. Mm-hmm. I've used them plenty, and I know a lot of the cars have them, but this car, because of its scale, you can perfectly place the bumper where it needs to be in a parking space. You can perfectly place yourself, and for something this massive, that's very helpful.
This also means everybody who owns one of these is out of excuses. You have to park this perfectly.
True, yeah.
Look at all the cameras you have. You even have a hitch cam with a magnifier. You can zoom in to perfectly place it. This is brilliant.
It is crazy. It is. And crazy in a great way. I can't believe the stuff this has. You're paying for it. Are you in sport, by the way?
I can't remember if I'm or not.
Yes, you are. Yes.
Okay, good.
You could set up a lower trim Suburban. You could put a lot of this tech on a lower trim Suburban. You could come out for less than 86 grand. I've also... oh, hey, look at this.
All right.
Don't recommend that to anybody, by the way.
Hopefully he doesn't come over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Right.
Hi, good to see you guys.
Well, 420 horsepower. 460 pound-feet.
That's the thing. I had power to get out of a situation I didn't like.
Yes.
At uphill, at altitude. I'll give you another number besides the numbers you've just listed.
Okay.
With the 10-speed auto and the 6.2 liter and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Here's a number you don't often hear. 3 tons. 6,100 pounds.
She's
this
big.
Vehicle weighs more than 3 tons.
But it doesn't drive like 3 tons.
It doesn't
tons.
Drive like
it doesn't
that.
Feel anywhere close to it.
That's why I had to bring it up, because when I saw that number on the specs, I went, really? Because your Expedition doesn't weigh close to that.
No, it's...
Most SUVs are in the mid-fives.
500 pounds less.
6,100 yeah. pounds. Yeah. More than 3 tons of Americana coming at you on 22s with fast food in the trough. This is where we are, okay?
Yes to all that. Yes.
I am incredibly impressed by this. Great heads-up display. I just can't get over how usable this feels, and I really am at war with myself because that number for this is a big number.
The price you're talking?
Yes.
Yeah, it
but
is.
I keep driving it and going, yeah, you should get one of these. These are really good. And I do think that from a legitimate standpoint of comparing this to one of our very favorite seven-seaters, which is that GLS AMG.
Yes.
Which yep. is twice the price.
Okay.
Of course the GLS is faster. Of course the GLS is nicer. But unless you're a person who only buys stuff at that level, you should have just bought this.
I agree. But owning this, you will wonder how you managed without it.
if you could fill
really,
it, yeah.
It's so good. It is expensive. Mm-hmm. And really, at that price level, it isn't for everybody. Not everybody can afford one of these.
True.
But Chevy knows what they're doing with the Suburban so much that I question the existence of the Denali and the Escalade above this.
Oh,
what are you getting in
sure.
both of those
sure.
that the fully loaded high country Suburban doesn't
yeah.
offer?
You're right. That's a fair point.
There's so many amenities. There's so many features. Mm-hmm. And it rides so well and is so comfortable. Really, at that point, you're just buying badge. With the Escalade V, of course, you're getting power.
Of course, yes.
But you're still getting bad gas mileage on this.
Yeah, that's true. And it's not
City
like this.
City 14.
Yes.
Highway 18 for a combined of 16 miles to the gallon, which yes. is slightly better than my Expedition that's 12 years older.
And I don't think you're going to drive this, as we've proven, and feel like, wow, this is underpowered. I mean, the Escalade
no.
V is nuts, and I get the laugh factor
yes.
and the crazy
yes.
sound, and I understand. But you're not going to drive this and feel like, we really should have gotten the V.
No, you're not going to feel
which
disappointed.
Which is crazy.
If we're going to burn gas, let's burn gas.
I will say one counterpoint to buying this, though, and this is another American problem. I mean, this yeah. is Americana on wheels, but...
This is like, not a problem. This is a solution.
This
solves
this is
everything.
Apple pie and a waving flag
this
on four wheels.
This solves it all.
But if you're a person who is going to buy this and 75% of the time drive it by yourself, get something else.
Agreed, of course.
If
yes.
you're a person who you have lots of kids and family and you take lots of people and lots of stuff and gear and we've got to haul the boat, this is perfect.
It's amazing.
But please, yeah. don't be a person that buys this because, you know, the grandparents come in twice a year. Don't do that. If it's you and, like, two other people, don't do that.
Borrow Paul's Expedition instead.
Borrow Paul's Expedition. Borrow a friend's Expedition. Or rent something. This is the solve exactly. for that when it happens twice a year because this is too big and too much and
yeah.
too consumptive if it's just, I commute in a Suburban. Why?
It feels that way, for sure. It feels a little bit over the top. But if you have the genuine need...
The need would...
It does
yes.
it better than anything.
I agree.
It's unbelievable. I just want to be here, messing with all the stuff, enjoying myself with the sliding center console trough thing.
I want to go through drive-through again before we get rid of it, just because I want to use. I'm going to miss that
did you
in every
take
other
this
car.
Drive-through
yes,
before?
I did.
You did.
You better believe it. I went through drive-through and the windows. I'm even with the
matched.
Person standing there, and I just took the bag and put it here. I didn't even look. Just took the bag and put it here, and grabbed the drink and put it there. It's perfect. It is so awesome for all of those things. What I'm realizing here, though, as we drive this, is you and I don't need this, and a lot of people don't.
No.
But to your
no.
point, if you do, it's so perfect. And I think the reason it resonates with us is we like it when a car does its job really well.
And we can justify the price for it.
Yes.
Even though it is high.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, to your point, when they match and the car does it, and there's very few downsides to buying it,
mm-hmm.
that's a lot of money. But man, did you solve the problem.
Yep, but we're in lots of vehicles where we're just sitting here going, why? Why does it exist? But when, this is proof, there is something we don't need, but we see exactly why it excels and what
yeah.
it does,
yeah.
it's undeniable in that regard, and this is really, really excellent. And I'll give you a stat that will shock you. This Suburban,
mm-hmm.
this is not just a 2023, this is the 12th generation Suburban. The 12th. This is nearly 100 years of Suburban. 1937 was the first Suburban. 1952 was the first Corvette. This is what GM does, the Vet and the Suburban, and they do it really, really well.
But they better. If
yes.
you're going to make
yes.
Corvettes and Suburbans for that long,
uh-huh.
they are hallowed names,
mm-hmm.
and this is the one to get. I love Fords. I love my Expedition.
Uh-huh.
I like the new Expeditions. But there is something to be said about the V8, and it's got the power to go with it. I know it seemed like sort of a last of the last. I hope not.
Mm.
Because of sales. Because I don't think styling has ever looked better on the Suburban. In this generation,
okay.
I don't think
All
it's
right.
ever looked better than it does now.
Okay.
Very clean, very tight. Look at that single clean line that runs the entire length
yep.
of the Suburban.
Yep.
This is actually pretty handsome. It's clean, it's nice, it's stately, it's staid, it's got a good presence.
Mm-hmm.
It's big, but I like how this looks.
It's big, but not ungainly. And a lot of big stuff
yes.
has just started to look bulbous and weird.
So for that
yeah.
reason, this is the one to get. They should just keep this going.
Mm.
Just continue to sell them, because they do sell. They will sell.
Yes.
They
What's the 13th gen going to be? Because the 12th gen is excellent.
This is brilliant. All right, so... Why are you exiting? Where are we going? We're going somewhere, right?
Road tripping time, for sure. Except we got to fill the back. We got to do that
That's
first.
True.
We
need we
have
people.
People, gear, then we're going.
Okay. Aren't you going to miss this in your life?
Yes. I'm going to especially miss it. I'm telling you, yes. fast food in the Lotus is like the thing the Lotus does the least. Fast food in this is like, I'm an American. I am an American. I'm giving my fast food and my monster drink, and I'm going to give it to the folks in the back, and we're going somewhere.
This wins.
It's very good, except for the pocket of stupidity.
Except for this one stupid...
And every other pocket is great.
It is.
What?
If you can figure out what to put in this pocket of stupidity, please write to us, everydaydrivertv@gmail.com, and let us know what
and
goes
that's
in here.
Such a public fail in the midst of all these other hidden things in this car that are great. It's like it's like glowing here. I don't know what I'm doing. Everything else is awesome.
Yeah, I really don't know.
Yeah.